Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we've been trying to reach our guest, Gary Reitzwig, today, and we've not been successful so far, so he might be out on the road somewhere, and we will just wait for his call. But meanwhile, what I'm going to do is go ahead and open up the phone line. So we'll make it an open mic hour should he not be calling in. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me, the telephone number is 888-815-9756. And what I will do is also share with you a great deal of information that so many of you have been sending me, wonderful stories, points of information, and I just thought, this, if, you know, the opportunity opens up to me, I'll be sharing it with you on the air. So it may be that this is the very opportunity that I've been looking for. Women's rights. This is something, my goodness, it took such a long time for it to finally evolve to the state that it has in today's world. It wasn't all that long ago when the rights of women, especially regarding education, anything along those lines, was pretty meager. Well, I have a story I'd like to share with you about a gentleman who was very, very much farsighted in his thinking, and his attitudes about women were very, very much ahead of his time and his era. His name was Samuel Blackwell. He was extremely intelligent. He was very much a supporter of women's rights and getting rid of slavery. His children were barred from public schools because of his particular convictions. So what he did, he hired private tutors for them. As a result, they received an even better education than they would have because he had girls. The girls were taught on the same level that boys would have been taught, and they had the same demands put upon them. It's hard to believe, but there was a time when girls, they just said, I'm sorry, but you couldn't possibly, you just couldn't possibly take too much into that brain section of yours. It just is too soft. It wouldn't handle it. I mean, it just blows me away the way people have thought about the difference in brain capacity between the male and female gender. But that has gone on for a long time, and sadly, it's still going on in the rest of the world. Well, Samuel's wife, Hannah, was one that encouraged not just learning, but also a love of music, and she wanted her girls to read. And this was very, very important. It was a regular part of their activities in their home. Also, the girls were exposed to interacting with adults, and the home of Samuel Blackwell was often open to the intellectuals of the day. So the kids were exposed to people who valued thinking, being aware socially of changes that had to be made, new ideas. There would be conversations at the dining room table, and the girls were not sheltered from this. They were invited to listen. They were invited even sometimes to participate. The Blackwell children were accepted as equals by their parents, and there was open discussion about what was appropriate, what was inappropriate. Now, the five Blackwell girls, yes, there were five of them, every single one of them ended up having careers. Elizabeth and Emily became doctors, Anna, a newspaper correspondent, Marion, a teacher, Ellen became an author, and an artist. Now, there was also a son. His name was Samuel. He married America's first woman minister, Antoinette Brown. They had another son, Henry, who married Lucy Stone, the women's rights leader. Now, when all of this was going on, it was against the law to serve on juries, cast ballots, testify in court, and women were absolutely barred from any level of higher education and from just about every profession imaginable. These are things that, as adults, we need to be aware of. And I know we've got a caller on the line, and I'll be getting to that caller in just a moment. But I think it's so important that we be aware of the fact that education is available to us today in the United States and in areas of Europe, because there were those people that said everyone has a right to it. They have a right to it, and brains don't care whether they're in a male body or a female body, but it's what you do with it that makes a difference. Hello, we've got a caller on the line. Welcome to the show. And by the way, my guest, we haven't been able to reach my guest, and he might be calling in, but regardless, we'll reschedule him because his material is just absolutely wonderful. But we will take it from here, and I want to welcome you, caller, to the show. First name or initial?
Hi, Donna. It's Mary Ellen.
Well, hello, Mary Ellen. And where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Sylmar, California.
Sylmar, California. My goodness, I bet you the sun's shining there. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we've got more storm warnings coming in, and we're all trying to do the light fantastic to get a little bit more of that golden sunbeam to come through.
Well, we've been doing our sundance, so it's beautiful, light breezes, just absolutely Chamber of Commerce weather.
Oh, hey, can I be jealous?
You betcha.
All right. Okay, Mary Ellen, let me tell you what I'm getting for you right off the bat. First thing that I'm looking at with you is you've got to really apply a principle of dividing and conquering. Now, this is going to sound a little strange, but apparently you're encountering some opposition, and you need to really look at how you're going to be able to split the opposition apart so that you can get some things done. I don't know why, but you're a very, very strong woman, but there just seems to be like you're a magnet, that if something is in a mucky mess of any kind, it's almost like, well, call Mary Ellen, and I'm sure she's going to be able to fix this for you really nicely. And you get into it, and it's like you have to divide up situations, conditions, circumstances, so that you can then segregate, isolate, and then deal with what needs to be dealt with. It's a fascinating formula. You know, usually when people say divide and conquer, it's not in such a positive vein. But in this situation, it is, because you have to get people thinking in a different way, and there needs to be a different agenda. It fascinates me. I really am intrigued with this. Now, you are going to be looking at investing in a piece of property, I think, and I'm looking at the cycle of 3 to 4. So when I'm looking at this cycle, I don't know if it's in 3 to 4 months. I'm inclined to think years, because my awareness is you want to save as much capital as you possibly can so that you have a nice reserve in hand, because the cash is going to talk. You'll be able to negotiate a very good deal. And you might even want, because this doesn't look like just a little cabin somewhere. It looks like a piece of property. I believe it's going to be a piece of commercial property. And
really?
I think this piece of commercial property is going to be very, very useful. So that may be why I think it's 3 to 4 years from now. So the market will be slow, but it will be, you will, because you have cash put aside, and I think someone else is going to want to go in on this with you. So you have to have an attorney that is really going to draw up the contract in the right way. You don't want to just do this on a wing and a prayer. You want to think it through, because it'll be a very, very good investment. A very good investment, especially long term. But save as much money as you can.
Okay.
What question do you have for me, Mary Ellen?
Pardon?
What question do you have? I know we've got a little bit of a time delay here, so I apologize if I've talked over you.
Not a problem. Not a problem. My question is about my dog, who's been very lethargic lately. And I was just wondering what you could tell me about that, if you have any feelings or insights.
Yes, there's something that is definitely wrong. And I'm looking at the neck area. I'm looking at the head area. What's the dog's name and what kind of a dog is he?
His name is Blaze, and he's an Anatolian Shepherd mix. He's a big dog.
Okay. What I was looking at, and I wasn't seeing a lot of hair around the neck, but what I was looking at is I think that there's something out of alignment in the neck area, and he's feeling a pressure in his head. I would call it a headache. So when I'm looking at this, if you know of someone that is knowledgeable about chiropractic adjustment with a dog, I would encourage this because I think it's very useful for him. But he's also been into something. I don't know what it is that he's been in contact with. And I feel as if I've been brought into contact with something and I just don't feel good. So I think there's an adjustment. So I don't know if he's been brought in contact with what I'd call like a pesticide or something else, but it's, you know how when you get the blahs just before you start getting a cold? That's how I feel like when I'm looking at Blaze. That's the feeling I'm getting. I just want to be left alone, and I want to just sleep through this if I can. But there is something in the neck that's out of sync.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I do have a holistic vet I can get him to and get an adjustment. And he's, you know, it's that time of year his head is nose into everything. So, you know, allergies, and he'll be sniffing at stuff and then sneezing and all, so...
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what he's gotten into?
Well, there's something that, and if he has a tendency towards allergies, it could just be like this, because I feel like I would feel just before I come down with a cold.
Gotcha.
It's just that blah.
Yeah, and that's how he's been acting. He's just been sleeping and moping, so, okay.
So I'd check with your vet and see if there's an adjustment that needs to be done with his neck. And if he's been out exploring, then, you know, just let him be. But I don't think it would hurt taking him to the vet.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, thank you.
And I
want to
thank you for your call.
I'll be calling back. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mary Ellen. This is Donna Sebo, and my guest today, we don't know what's happened. We've been trying to reach him. But regardless, we have opened up the phone line, so you are more than welcome to call in at 888-815-9756. Now, I told you I had some odds and ends of things to share with you today. And one of them, it came from a Deb, and Deb had some real neat hints that I thought were really good. We often are looking for ways of using products that are not going to be harmful to our environment and to our pets, and there's just so much that we are becoming aware of that we have contributed for a long time into a level of adding to toxicity in our environment. We want to stop that. Well, I know that when you have exterminators around the house, I don't care what they tell you, it's poisonous to your pets. You just have to be aware of that. And if you have dogs, if you have cats, you want to be very, very thoughtful. Don't ever let exterminators spray your grass or, you know, anything like that, because the animals go outside, then they come in and they lick their paws. And the reason I know this, and maybe all the exterminators in the world are going to be angry at me, but we lost a wonderful little Scottish terrier named Howie because, unknown to us, his body had absorbed a very high level of toxin from the pesticides that had been sprayed around the perimeters of our home, and someone had even sprayed the grass that our dog walked on. And there's more and more research that's coming out about this. And for those of you that have animals, Secondhand smoke is very bad for them, et cetera. And I wanted to share some things with you today. But let's go to our next caller. Again, telephone lines are open all hour, 888-815-9756. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Scott from Ohio.
Oh, hi, Scott. Where are you in Ohio?
I'm down right next to the river.
What river?
The Ohio River.
Ohio
River? The Ohio River? Yeah.
No, I can't say that I've ever been by it.
Okay, it's in southern Ohio, between Ohio and Kentucky. And it's been raining, but it's beautiful sunshine right now. And what I was calling, I've got, we have three dogs, but I have one dog that's 15, and she's having some difficulties, and I was just wondering if it was time for us to, you know, help her pass over, or
what's her name?
Continue trying to heal her. Precious.
Oh, well, that's appropriate. But I will say with Precious, she does have some bladder problems. And if she's 15, yeah, she's got some bladder problems. That's what I'm looking at. And I'm looking at some little tiny stones. So I think that there's something going on internally. And actually, it's been going on for a few years. This isn't something brand new with her. This is something I feel that's been going on for a while. I think that Precious, is she closer to 15 or 16?
15. I really don't know.
All right. Well, I think she's going to want to stay around for a little bit longer. What I would do is have a talk with your vet, and let's just get her a real good evaluation, and then she will let you know when she's ready to go. But there is something going on in the family that Precious has been very aware of, and she's very concerned. She has been a dog that has been, I feel like, a guardian. So it's as if she needs to know that before she passes on that everything is in order. And I don't know if that's going to make sense to you or not, but she is a dog that really likes certain routines, and she likes certain things in their place. So there's some things that are going on within the family that she gets very concerned about, and as long as she's assured that everything's all right, and that may sound a little strange, but I've had enough experiences with animals that I know when you talk to them and you work with them, they'll let you know, but there is a bladder problem with her. These stones, as tiny as they are, can be excruciatingly painful. So it may mean that she would have to have some kind of a treatment, but she will let you know when she's ready to go. She will definitely let you know. How old are your other dogs?
And that's exactly what the vet has said. And then also her left front leg, and they said that some tendons problems there, and she's carrying a lot of weight. She just holds this weight staying on her, and that's another concern. I mean, she's a cockapoo, but you know, just like 30 pounds.
Well, I wouldn't be too anxious at her age about the weight. She gets around the way that she wants. The most important thing with Precious is that you give her as much love as possible. And massage her legs. She likes a massage. She doesn't like a real intense massage, but she'll just roll over for you. She just loves being rubbed.
Yes, that's true.
So I would say if you wanted to cut back on food, I'd try to go natural as much as possible, although she's funny. She's got such a sense of humor. She can be quite picky when it comes to food. And then it's all of a sudden like she's a wolverine. She'll eat anything and everything in sight. But she is just a doll, and I don't think she's ready to leave yet. I do think that because of her leg, if she's gently massaged, and if she's very gently massaged and you take her on little short walks, that will strengthen it a little bit. But the thing is that she doesn't move very much. And that's the reason why the weight just isn't coming off of her. But she's an older dog. She's not going to go out and do marathons.
Yes, everything you say is exactly spot on. And yes, the thing is, her concern is for me to, when she passes, is not to get tore up over it.
Mm-hmm. She will let you know. I'm seeing her put a little paw up on your hand in such a way that you talk to her and it's like, yes, I'm ready now. But her diet will need to be changed. And I think that as long as her food has flavor, she loves flavor. I mean, this is a gravy dog. I think she must be a southern cockapoo or whatever she is. I mean, this girl just absolutely loves flavorful gravy. And I just think she's got an acute sense of taste. So she really...
Yes, she does.
Enjoys good food. So I'd say if you give her flavorful food and give her smaller amounts, then I think she'll be fine. I think she'll do much better. And I would start giving her some vitamin, like vitamin E. And she's not big on that, but that's something that might help those muscles. Do some nutritional research. And I think you'll find some things that you can help her out with.
Yes. I will do that. We're doing energy work, and we have some... How do you see the... far as what the sigils and the things that right now that I've been working with her, is that a show up with the healing?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think you're going to need to do the nutrition with her and talk to her. And, again, I think continue the energy work. She loves it.
Yes.
She just absolutely loves it. So that is something, you're doing everything right. I would say this to you. It is quite possible she might be with you for another 2 years. But this bladder situation bothers me. So you need to see if you can find out about some natural remedies that you might be able to add to her dietary format. Since she loves peanut butter, you could mix it into peanut butter, and she'll just, you know, have the time of her life with that. You don't want to give her too much, though, but a little bit, and with a little bit of herb. But talk to somebody that's knowledgeable, and let's see if we can't get some of those stones dissolved. But I just think she's a sweetie, and, again, she'll let you know when she's ready to go, Scott.
Okay, I don't want to use up all your time, but anything picking up on me personally?
I think we're going to have to schedule that for another time.
Yes, I do too. It's a big one. Thank you.
All right, Scott.
Everything that you have said is exactly 100% perfectly spot on, so congratulations and thank you very much, and I send my love.
Well, thank you, Scott. Tell your friends about the show.
I sure will. Thank you. Bye for now.
You're welcome, Scott. Bye-bye. This is Donna Siebel. Because my guest, I was not able to reach him, we have made this an open mic hour. So if you'd like to call in and chat with me, here is the telephone number to call in to 888-815-9756. And if you're a first-time listener, just remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, just sit back and relax. And, oh, by the way, I do like to know where you're calling in from. And then just take the time to listen, and then you're welcome to ask a question about anything that you like. Now, as I was saying before Scott called, there are so many things we need to be aware of in our environment, and so often we want to find non-toxic items that we can use. Well, here is something. I got this from Deb, and she said, these are do-it-yourself recipes. And she said, I'm not perfect on this, but I'm just passing it along because you might want to adopt it. So I thought, why not pass it along to you? Now, if you'd like to have something to replace regular toothpaste, now there are commercial toothpaste that you can get in your health food store that don't have fluoride in it and this type of thing and the various other chemicals. But if you want to make your own, and it can be very inexpensive, kids can use it, it's 6 teaspoons of baking soda. 6 teaspoons of baking soda, 1/3 teaspoon of salt, 4 teaspoons of glycerin, and I'll be with the caller in just a moment, 15 drops of peppermint or wintergreen extract. Okay, so those four ingredients, six teaspoons of baking soda, third of a teaspoon of salt, 4 teaspoons of glycerin, and 15 drops of peppermint or wintergreen extract. All are healthy. You take your baking soda, your salt, your glycerin, and your mint. You mix it together, it forms a paste, and you store it in a container you can put your toothbrush into. And your glycerin, if you wonder where you can get it, you can get it at your health food store, pharmacies carry it. It's very inexpensive. So there you have something. You just have to have a little container you can keep it in. And that's homemade toothpaste. It's perfectly safe and will do wonders for you. Okay, let's go to our next caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. My name is Carlos Montemore. I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Hi, Carl. Well, I'm so glad that you're in glorious Miami. It is gorgeous there. I know. I think it's just a fabulous. Florida's just this time of the year. Absolutely awesome. Okay, Carl, let's get down to business with you. I want you to continue your education. And the reason I want you to keep a clear head about what you are aiming for relative to education and pursuing it is that your education really is going to be ongoing. You're going to have a couple of mentors that you really respect who are going to give you some very, very good counsel, but by the time you start looking at what your costs are going to be, you may feel like you're going to have gray hair at a very young age. So what I would encourage you to do is try to find venues it would support, like maybe scholarships or perhaps working in an environment where maybe there would be an educational subsidy by the employer. But try to look towards those arenas of practical working experience that are going to support you in your ongoing education. And I'm seeing you traveling to different parts of the world to attend various seminars and various events so that you can stay up to date with some of the latest technology and, I would say, scientific development that would be available. I really think, Carl, that you've just begun to scratch the surface for your life, for what you are capable of doing. You have come out of what I feel has been a spiral going in a direction you did not truly want to follow. But it's not bad that you've had the downs, because without the downs, you wouldn't be able to spring back and swim to the surface and decide what direction you really want to go to. So for all of the disappointments that you've had, they really are going to serve you well. And if you use your disappointments as leverage, you are going to find your life moving forward at a speed that's really going to amaze you. But you are going to need to invest in education. So realize that the best investment that you can make is investing in yourself. Because worst case scenario, if everything disappears, great. You've still got yourself to rely on, and you'll have the knowledge and experience where you can start all over again if necessary. But you don't have to go to that extreme. I want you to be savvy, though. And I want you to reach out to those people that really are good at what they do. Learn from them. Be willing to walk the walk. You will not waste one single step, and the speed of development will be absolutely amazing. Now, Carl, I have to go on a break. Will you stay on the line?
I would love to. The thing is that my cell phone battery is really bad. I can call back. I would really love to talk to you.
All right, Carl, why don't you do that? Why don't you call back and have a question for me, and we're going to go on break for a little bit,
okay,
and then we'll be right back, okay? So give me a call
back. All right.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Phone lines are open for the entire hour today, 888-815-9756. Give me a buzz, and we'll chat. We'll be right back.
Do you
back.
Want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hello, this is Donna, and welcome back. I want to let you know, we do have a caller on the line, but before I go to that caller, I want to say to those of you listening to the show today, if you have a story, a very personal story about the paranormal that you would like to share, won't you send me an email? I'm putting together 100 personal stories that people are sending in to me, and we're going to be putting it into a book, Stories About the Paranormal. So if you've had experiences with animals, if you have had experiences with ghosts, near-death experience, whatever, I would love to hear from you. Please send the story to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com, and put your contact information there because we will need it. I have about 25 stories that have come in so far, and I'm looking forward to getting the other 75. This is really fun and fascinating because of the variables that people go through. So I'd love your story. Send it to me, Donna, at DelphiInternational.com. Well, I know we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Welcome to the show. Is this Carl? Who do we have on the line right now?
Oh, hi, Donna. This is Linda calling from Florida, one of your faithful listeners for years.
Oh, thank you, Linda. That's very sweet of you.
Well, you're so insightful, Donna. You're very wise, gracious and wise. And I did something you told me to do last year, and I procrastinated, and I finally saw an attorney today. But my question is, there's one person, Donna, and I don't know if you remember, that I have to be leery of. My brother and his girlfriend took a substantial, and I mean a substantial amount of money from me. Do you see anything that I should be looking at that I'm not looking at? Because you're talking about someone that's got a very evil mind. And I don't want to be caught off guard anymore. I don't want to be vulnerable.
Well, Linda, let me just say this to you. I don't remember any of the circumstances. I talk to so many people. So after I talk to someone, I just release it. But let me say this to you. If you are in some kind of a legal process at this time that is going to involve your brother, where you are asking for an accountability if there was money loaned or if it's regarding something else, you need to be able to look at this and say, this is business. This is nothing personal. Now, it's very important to be of that mindset because regardless of what the personal situation is business. And it's part of what I think would be a learning curve for you. It is a learning curve that is going to empower you so that your emotional side is not going to take over and undermine you. And if you have a good attorney and you know what it is that you need to do, whatever the problem or issue is, you sit down with the attorney and get over the emotional stuff before you go in. If you have to sit and talk to yourself in front of a mirror or pretend you're talking to whoever, get it out of your system, because you want to deal with the facts. You don't want to deal with the what if, oh my goodness, this is so bad, blah, blah, blah. Get the emotions out of it, because the attorney is not going to take the stance of trying to be a father figure to hold your hand. That's not what their job is. So you need to be able to deal with the facts. And if you have gotten an attorney and you deal in that way, then I think you're going to get some results, but it's not going to be fast moving. So you have to be very diligent here, because you don't want to end up paying excessive amount of dollars to an attorney when you need to do some homework yourself. So make sure you've got all your documents or whatever details he needs, have them all lined up and all in a row. And go by the book is what I'm getting. Follow the procedures exactly as your attorney would tell you to do it. It's not going to be complicated. It's something that's very simple. Let me give you an example. I know of a woman who was in an estate, and she had a brother who was totally unethical. And he even called her and said to her, "You're not getting a dime. I'm going to get everything." Well, she was smart enough to realize that he had shown his hand, number one, because he was letting her know that he was going to try to do some things in an unethical way. Well, as it turned out, because it was involving some property, she ended up being contacted by an attorney over some property that the brother was trying to sell without her approval. And he couldn't sell it because she was in this estate and they had to have her signature. And he tried to do it in two different states and it didn't work. And she just said, "No, I'm not going to sign it because this is what's going on, and I'm just not going to do it unless everything's on the up and up." So as it turned out, eventually, he had to do things in the straight way, but he did try to push the buttons and did all kinds of rattling of sabers, and she said, "This isn't personal, it is business, and you are not doing things in an ethical manner. And if you do things right, no sweat. If you don't, then things aren't going to go along." And it took about a year, but it was all settled and resolved. And he never tried to pull that kind of stuff on her again. So you have to take responsibility here and say you're not going to be a victim. But it is going by the book. And I just share that story with you because the woman found that it was a very, you know, it was an appropriate way to do it. And she didn't have any unusual stress because of that.
Well, I am a very ethical person. I am going by the book. I won't be able to regroup anything because it's what's gone is gone, and they don't, if they spent it. So it affected my entire life. It's taken away my security, my financial security. But my question was, Donna, is this woman going to now try to go after my home, because my brother and I own a home together?
If you have an attorney, and that's okay. What I just finished telling you.
Yes.
If you have an attorney, then this home will not be taken away. So you have to do things by the book. And if you come from a point of fear,
if she married him. If she married him, they can.
All right, wait a minute, Linda, you're going off on a tangent. You need to find, I don't care if she marries him or not. If this is a business. You have a house that both of you own. And she cannot do anything without your approval. So you need
Donna,
to talk
to
her.
The attorney told me today it would be once if they got married, yes, they could come and say, we want you to sell the house or give us half of our share. And that's exactly what she's going to do. She told me she's going to marry him. And she told somebody else that. So my
Linda,
was to you, well,
there's more than
through,
one way
know.
To deal with this. Okay, hon, I know, but you're coming from an emotional space. This is business. So you need to deal with the facts, and you need to look at what you need to do for yourself. Period. So you have to take care of these things. And this is a big learning curve for you. So I don't think that anything I've said is any less valuable. But the emotional side, you have to put away. And you have to look at some of the other options. And the attorney can give you that information. And that way you can prepare yourself one way or the other.
Okay.
But don't come from a point of fear.
I think I've done everything I can, and I've been putting the emotion aside, and that's why I went to see a lawyer. So what you're telling me, I've already been doing. So what I'm just going to do is keep a watchful eye and see where she's coming from. I'll always have to keep intact where she's coming and what she's thinking and be prepared for any action she might take is what I'm going to have to do. I just wanted insight to see maybe she'll hang low and be afraid a while. That's what I was hoping. She has fear, and maybe her fear will make her stop being unethical is what I was hoping. At least give me a breather to catch up on everything.
Well, Linda, do what you need to do. You be responsible for what you need to be responsible for, hon.
All righty.
Don't try to do her thinking for her. You do your own thinking. Mm-hmm. You have a good day now.
Thank you, Donna. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Linda. Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I was also wanting to share with you something about ant bait. Now, the weather, when it starts getting warmer, we don't have a big problem here in the Pacific Northwest with ants. But I know when I lived in California, that always was a challenge. And there's many parts of the country you really do have to pay attention to it. Well, if you're like me, you don't want to have toxic things around, especially if you're going to have little ones crawling around on the floor, kids putting stuff in their mouth. You've got dogs or cats and birds and critters of different types. You don't want to do that. So I've got a wonderful ant bait recipe here. I couldn't believe it when I saw what Deb had sent me, so I'll share that with you, too. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Carlos again, Donna. How are you doing?
Hi, Carl. Well, now, give me your question quickly, because we're getting ready to go on break now.
Okay, this time I can wait for the answer after if you want. But my question was going to be if I'm on the right path and if I should continue pursuing what I am pursuing. And now that you threw that whole school thing in there, my question changed to, with all the lies and everything that the government and everybody out there puts out there for us, you understand, and it's on the textbooks and everything, you know, that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to go to school anymore.
All right. Now, Carl, I want you to stay on the line. Since you can stay on the line, don't hang up, because you've brought up some wonderful points, and I want to address them when we come back. We're taking a break for just a moment. This is Donna Sebo. Don't go anywhere. We've got some good things to share with you. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hello, this is Donna. We've got Carl on the line, and if you want to call in, the telephone number to call in to is 888-815-9756. Before I go back to Carl, I want to let you know we're going to be talking with Connor Canine. Shizgab the world. Well, if you wonder what that word means, it does have a specific meaning, but this is a very positive, upbeat book. We're also going to be talking about 100 Words, 200 Visionaries. That's on Tuesday. And then Getting Past Your Breakup by Susan Elliott. On the 27th, Teresa Tappu was going to be with me. Something has come up, so she's having to cancel, but we'll have another guest there. And then some powerful, powerful stories. A week from today, Overcomers, Inc., true stories about people that have overcome phenomenal obstacles. So we've got a great lineup next week, and I hope you'll tell your friends and join me. All right, let's go back to Carl. Carl, you brought up, before we went on break, some questions that I think are very good questions. And I had mentioned something about education to you. You wanted to know what about the path you were on, and then at the same time, you're also very concerned because we have so much garbage going on right now. We have political environments that have been filled with lies. A lot of stuff is coming to the surface. It's almost like there is a throwing up of so much negativity. And you get so concerned about that because you're going to be in school. And let me ask you a question first before I respond to the ones that you've given to me. What is it that you are wanting to be a part of? What industry are you interested in looking at? The arts, the sciences, what?
The love industry. I've been looking into the ascension of my soul, the healing of the earth, everything that everybody talks about, you know, on BBS radio and lately and, you know, all that stuff, trying to get, you know, all this, you know, if there's a secret government on top of all the other governments and all this stuff, you know, just all these lies out of our planet so that, you know, we can actually be on a planet that everybody is in harmony and in peace because everybody is able and wants that. It's just they've been programmed to believe so many other different things that are not true.
All right. Let me ask you the question in another way. If you
I
could
want to change the world.
You're not going to change the world, Carl, until you change yourself. Now, that doesn't take any psychic to tell you that. Let me just ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. If you had to work at something and you could be involved with something, what would you like to do? Would you like to be involved as an environmentalist? Would you like to be in the creation of music? Would you want to be in something that maybe would allow you to become a researcher? What would you like to do? Let's put aside the concerns you have, but if you really could get involved in something, what would it be?
Well, I've always, and my goal was always to be a professional soccer player, but now I'm at the age of 26. My life has taken me to a totally different aspect of my life, and, you know, lately with, you know, the changing of the energies of the earth and everything and everyone awakening to all these other things.
All right, let's come back here. I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to cut you off here because I want to be able to, I want to be able to communicate something to you.
Okay.
If sports have sports, you love sports, right?
Yes.
All right. And you thoroughly, thoroughly love soccer. That's where you have a passion in any of the sports, correct?
Exactly.
All right. Do you know, and have you ever considered that through the love of a particular sport and an appreciation of the skills that it takes to be a top-notch soccer player, you could touch the hearts and the minds of literally hundreds of young people? Now, I know where you are in the sense of your saying, I am feeling as if I want to be a participant, I want to make a difference, I want to change the world because I really believe that there's a lot of good out there and there's a lot of good that needs to be done. But I will say this to you, Carl. Without education, without the development of understanding how to use language, how to use the written word, how to develop communication skills. And educating yourself regarding the jargon of technology, etc., what's going to happen is that you're going to feel like a floppy fish that's been tossed out of a fishbowl and you're gasping for oxygen. And you're going to feel like nobody really is listening to what you're trying to say. So what I would like for you to do, since you have such a love for this sport, I would like for you to consider, since the counsel was given to you about getting an education, of maybe going back to school and becoming a coach. Looking at the very environment that you love, if you really love soccer, put yourself in an environment with people. Volunteer to work with young people that love the game as much as you do. Know the history of soccer. Know the top players, backwards, forwards, inside out, upside down. Ethics, values, purpose, discipline. These things are partners. If you can just see them, if you could put the word discipline next to values, put it next to ethics, and you just line them up. If you can look at them like players on a soccer team, they will link arm in arm, and you could be a marvelous, marvelous teacher. That's going to take you some time. But without getting an education, you're going to feel like you're spiraling in circles. And just don't think that it's certain people just in government that are manipulating. There's all kinds of people out there in the world that are going to do their manipulation game. It's nothing new. It has been a part of humanity from the time, however, we were birthed. So this is something for you that is a real eye-opening discovery. And I'd study coaches. I'd study the top and the best and the ones that really instill values in their players. Learn from them. But do your volunteer work, but go to school. Get your education, get your degree. Yes, there's a lot of information in the schools that's false. Usually by the time one graduates from college in today's educational world, about 85 to 90% of what they have been taught is not valid. And that's in science and other areas. That's because technology is moving things forward. History, a lot of things are not up to date that's in the schools. But hey, you can bring yourself up to date. But if you're not educated, you're going to have a heck of a time. So I encourage you to reach into that very arena that you have such a passion for and to go for it. Because, Carl, you're going to have a lot to offer. And don't feel that the world's going to go, you know, where in a handbasket. It's not. We have to have these darker periods so that we clean up our act. And I'm not making excuses for it. It just seems to be life, the way life is. And you can be one of those lights that can turn on the light in other people, in younger people, with a sense of value and a purpose that'll change, that'll help to change the direction. And if you start with yourself, that's the best place you can do it. You got to turn the light on inside of you. Carl, we're out of time. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, and I so appreciate your calling in today. You had some great questions, but I am out of time. I am out of time.
Thank you. You have a great weekend. God bless everyone, and love and peace to everyone.
Thank you, Carl. The same to you. Get yourself into school. This is Donna Sebo. My goodness, we are out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back with you same time, same place, right here on BBSRadio.com on Monday, Station 1. This is Donna. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.